You know, it's just, you know, when I grew up and I would pursue girls in school and the girls in the neighborhood, we couldn't even call the house. You couldn't get past mom and dad on the phone. Like, hey, can I speak to Andrea? Who the hell is this?
Exactly.
Right. So, you know, I got to a point I would be able to come to the house. Couldn't go inside.
No.
But I could sit on the porch.
Exactly.
And I would sit on the porch for hours talking to this little girl. And we just out here just twiddling our fingers, trying to sneak touch each other. Just, it was an investment of time.
Exactly. All and right. You got to know the person.
Right.
You got to know how they live. You got to know their parents. Mm. You got to know their surroundings. Nowadays, you don't know. So why do you think that people are going through, and the way that the world is today, how do you meet somebody through text?
Right, and then, you know.
And then you got to ride up and go meet them somewhere?
Yeah.
You don't know what.
I don't know about all of that.
Parents, you got to be mindful of what your kids are doing and what apps they're using and the nature of these conversations. Because, you know, they're going out, like you said, they're meeting people, strangers.
Exactly.
And next thing you know, they haven't seen little Tiana in 4 days.
Exactly.
Okay, even the guys are getting caught up. We haven't seen little G Herbo in 4 days.
Exactly.
Okay, because they went and met this stranger. All right.
And they thought that they just was cool on social media,
right.
Or they popping on social media, so it is what it is. Or, you know, I mean, it ain't about nothing. This is just text. Like, it's just weird.
Right, you don't know the person, and, you know, maybe you are like an Insta famous kind of person, and, you know, you got the tens of thousands of followers. Someone might look at your account and think you're a superstar, which is what people think.
You exactly.
Got so many followers, you must be fly. Next thing you know, you're going to meet this person, and it's a setup.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
So how do you meet somebody through text? How do you build a relationship through text? How do you, you know, I just don't understand. So now when y'all do meet up with each other, what you gonna talk about?
Nothing.
What you text?
Nothing. So, you know, folks.
Because you didn't.
I sure didn't. I'm telling you, I sure didn't. I don't know. And I'm optimistic. I'm always optimistic that it's gonna pan out.
What?
But this whole way I feel inside, because I, you know, I get googly.
At this age, do you think that you can get into another long term relationship?
Well, I only got it.
And jump out, as far as even with getting married or anything like that.
I always say I'm gonna get married. I don't think I'm gonna get married. I'm not that guy. I did have an ex come back into my life after 10 years we haven't been together.
Okay.
And we broke up under extenuating circumstances. I really never quite knew
what it was,
but it was done. I know the bitch.
Was it over a text?
No. You weren't texting a lot back then.
Okay.
But I know the bitch killed my cat. I know that. Came home.
Why can't you never be serious?
I am serious. The cat was gone. I came home and my cat was disappeared.
No, that's not killed. Maybe she just let the cat out. That
no,
don't mean
the story was
it.
I put the cat in a book bag. I went down to the park 32 blocks away and I let the cat out.
That's what I'm saying.
I think the cat got thrown over the Schuylkill River. I do. And with the whole book bag.
Oh,
I think
gosh.
The book bag and the cat got thrown into the river.
So
but that's
ahead.
Just the way I think.
So go exactly. So go ahead with this relationship because you wear me out.
So when it came back, it was like, hey, how you doing, Tony? Truth. Let me call me Truth, Tony. I think I want to try something with you.
Okay.
And I think I just want to be your girlfriend for like a few months. I said like a trial run? No, not that. I want an exclusive thing with you, but I don't want to put any pressure on you because I already know how you are and I know how I am and we're just going to end up fighting. So I think I just want to do this thing where we just hang out, we have sexual relations, and I got a lot of $40 out of this. I'll show you the receipts. And there's not going to be any arguing. There's not going to be any stress. It's just going to be us hanging out as a couple for a few months at a time. We'll break up, and then we'll come back.
That's toxic. I don't think that's normal. Now, do y'all think that's normal? Because I don't think that's normal.
I'm going to break now. We did it from We did it from July, August, up until we were supposed to go to California in September. And something happened with my funds. I couldn't make it. So now we want to break for the holiday season. We'll come back when we visit it in January.
All right. I don't know. I don't think that
you don't think that's,
I'm going to get into a relationship at all.
I mean, you know, without that, all I got, I got the Roach Queen.
Well, leave the Roach Queen alone, because she is terrible. She is terrible. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that a long
what's your idea of a toxic relationship? What turns it toxic? Is it when the police are called? Is that the toxic part of it?
No, I think the mental part of it is just toxic. I think, like, for someone to tell you that they want to just deal with you on and off, this, that, and that, and then all of a sudden just one day just get up and then no longer just want to be bothered, then call you a few months later like, hey, like ain't nothing ever happened. That is toxic. I see so much toxic stuff going on social media, it just wears me out sometimes. But I got to be on social media because of what we do. If I didn't really have to be on here, I probably would take a break. Because some of the things that I see, I'm like, that is weird. But I guess weird is normal now.
Weird is the new normal.
I mean, but weird is good sometimes. But some of this weird is clown weird. I hate clowns. I hate the circus. So why would I want to entertain clown weird?
Right. And they literally show it with makeup and, you know, just eyelashes out their ear.
Now, I'm talking about guys do it now. That's like they said, you know, in order to go to the club, you have to wait in the line the longer because the guys getting their pocketbooks checked too.
Oh, yeah, they get the so this is what I'm saying. Out. The merces.
Yeah, the merces.
Right.
The man purses. Oh, okay. And I wanted to also ask you about, what do you think about the Meek Mill artwork?
Folks, you know, Meek Mill, Philly rapper, put out a new album, Expensive Pain, and it's up and down. Some people like it because it's classic Meek. Some people hate it because they don't see the growth. You've been in the game for years now. You've been through your trials and tribulations, and a lot of artists, you know, they give you a little bit different as they go out.
Well, what made me, I don't mean to cut you off, but what made me ask about this is because I seen a post where this white guy was like raging and he was hyped and I felt exactly what he was saying. And one of the parts that it drew, he was like, you know, you got these girls on here and he just kept sitting there, pussy is showing. He was like, and I have daughters and it's little kids around here. So, I mean, I know that it's a time and it's a place for everything. Then I had someone say, well, in Greece, these are the things that they, you know, but in Greece, it's not us. You understand?
Right.
So you can't take that artwork from there and make it to this artwork. So that's why I wanted to know, how do everyone feel about this,
Look,
artwork?
And as we were talking about Meek, for all the people listening on the TuneIn app, Middle of the Summer was playing by Meek Mill.
Oh, okay.
I didn't plan for that, Tosh.
Yeah, but, I know you didn't, but we never do.
But let's talk about our technology, too, right after this Meek
Exactly.
Mill segment,
but, yeah, I want to know, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about the artwork? Do you think that it's too much? Do you think that it's not enough? Do you think that it's just, you know, it is what it is? Like, what do you think?
I think with cancel culture being what it is today, and just 2 weeks ago, Lil Nas X was the Antichrist. For everything he's doing, which is, you know, what he's doing. But then you have Meek Mill on the other side of the spectrum with naked artwork being
cartoon artwork.
Cartoon or animated, whatever it is.
Animated.
It's still naked, because that's a different porn category. Naked anime, and that is actually low-key kind of hot.
But do you think that it's hot enough to really be riding around in the city?
I don't think
like that. Or
I think he should have just said, you know, I'm not going to give him that part of the album cover. Maybe I'm going to put Birds up instead. I think that's what he should have done. But who am I to tell him what he should do? Because
we're just talking on the subject. It's not, I mean, nobody's not judging anything that's going on. It was because, like I said, I saw this post
and he made perfect sense, and he did. He said, "I'm from Philly,
exactly,
and I should support Meek Mill, but I don't support this.
Yeah, no, he said he do support Meek Mill, but he don't support that.
Don't support that.
And then he kept, but then he bust out and said, black women, do you want to be seen as a bitch on a poster, on a thing with your pussy hanging out? So
Do you?
But I mean, and like I put, and someone had, you know, they had the post up, and what I said to them is, as long as people are getting paid for it and people are praising other people, it's never going to stop. You understand? Like, if you say something to somebody about them having their butt out or whatever, the first thing that they say is, well, I got paid for it. They see all of these celebrities, you understand, these IG models, these IG sensations or whatever, walking around getting paid $25,000-$30,000 to walk in the club with something little on. They figuring, listen, but you're not getting that money. So if you're going somewhere and you're dancing or just showing your butt and somebody throwing a couple of dollars at you, and I'm not talking about strippers, I'm just saying, you know, they just throwing a couple of dollars at you, you're not them. You're not getting $30,000 and $40,000. You understand? Mm-hmm. To them, to people that's getting that type of money, they consider classful.
Classy. And most.
And of, I don't think that they are.
And the most, right, and then a lot of the ones we run into are classless.
Exactly.
Not only did they not go to school, they just have no coif about what they do.
Yeah. So just, you know. And then that's when you get into. Now everybody with the surgery. Again, I'm all for whatever you want to do to build your self-esteem, to make your body look better. But my thing is you go get these things done, you got a butt the size of, you understand? Like,
that's so weird to me. Like,
But you're not, you're just doing it to walk around the streets. That's weird to me.
And you live in a Raymond Rosen Projects. Like,
I wouldn't care where they live. But my thing is take that, take your show on the road. Be a stripper. Be one of these people that get a walkthrough for this amount of money.
And I'll tell you where you can be a stripper at. Bear Invasion. 3182 Richmond Street down in Port Richmond. We'll talk about that in the 9 o'clock. You see my segues? You see how I do the segues?
You have so much. He has so much. I can't even keep up with the porn part of it.
Well,
I really
not
can't.
Not the porn part of it, but we do have sponsors, and we get engaged in these conversations. So let's recap everything that we've talked about and talk about the technology.
Okay.
Okay, because a lot of people are just scrolling, and they see us talking, and they keep scrolling, or they give us a like. But there's so much more that you can do with our show.
Exactly.
All right? So first of all, if you have a smartphone, we want you to download the TuneIn
Radio app.
The TuneIn
Radio app. It's free.
Free. Everything we do up until you get to our YouTube channel and the Patreon is free. Download that. Search PC Radio, Philly Coalition Radio. Because not only, Tosh, are we the number one
internet podcast
in America. We are the hashtag number one internet radio station.
That's why it was a hashtag. Because right. It's the truth. Mm-hmm.
And we know there's a lot of people that jump in the game and they want to use that hashtag number one internet or number one podcast tag. You can do it all you want, but we own
but
it.
But it's the numbers.
We own that to the point where when you hashtag it, the only thing you're really doing is pushing our content greater. Because we have a greater impact on it.
Exactly.
We created it and we made it what it is today. So go ahead. Keep pushing the number one because you're promoting us.
Exactly.
Dummies. All right.
Damn.
Oh, that's classic.
Go ahead. All
right. On the Instagram,
You can't even say at. You can't say that. You have to say at DJ Truth. That's TRUUF.
You see how they're just. It's at DJ TRUUF.
Yes, DJ Truth.
All right.
At Muay Caliente Tasha. Right. And that's T-O-S-H-A, Tasha with an O.
And then Twitter at Tosh and Truth.
Okay. Exactly.
That's another one.
Is it Tosh and Truth podcast?
No, it's just Tosh and Truth.
On
Tosh
Twitter.
And Truth. On Twitter. All right. Now,
but on Instagram is Tosh and Truth podcast. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you can't get to us, it's because you're really not trying hard enough.
Exactly.
All right. And we're going to talk about in the next... set the SMS challenge, or the SMS call for the best artist in the world. Actually,
but you're doing the 70. What are you doing?
This is 70. The top 70. 70 greatest artists on the planet. All right, and you're gonna we're gonna make you guys the official rotation.
How many have you gotten so far that you have not listened to?
Just the one, because I haven't put it out there. I told you I wasn't going to talk about it until, you know, a lot of times I just want to tell the world everything.
All at one time.
All at one time, but I can't do that. So instead of me trying to just piece it together, I hired a publicist today. He doesn't even know it. All right? That go-to guy on Instagram is going to be the official publicist for that particular artist movement.
He always he always doing something. This is what I'm saying.
I'm
talking about you.
I did.
Always.
The opportunity came up. We had a big, I was actually an instructor on a PR class in Milwaukee on Monday. So I was a part of the class, the last class, and they had people calling, or the students were there, and I was the super guest. So I got a chance to give them a mock interview what it would be like to be interviewed by a radio personality.
Oh, okay.
And it went pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. We had some Canadians online. It was a really good one time for First Lady. She put that thing together, and she cut the check for that, because I don't just show up.
You know what? I during this COVID, I've learned that a lot of things have been going virtual. Mm-hmm. Meaning before it was, but nobody really paid it that much attention. Like, I mean, if you had something going on with school or something going on with work, then it would go virtual. But now it's really going virtual with everything. So people are getting more things done. So kudos to them people. And like you taking classes, and people are just doing things, and people are having free classes and free things to help people out during these difficult times.
Well, this wasn't free, but there are a lot of free situations.
You just said you got a check.
And the students, they paid to get in her class. I think they were like $198 for like 4 or 5 classes.
No, I'm just saying, it's a bunch of people that do, but I'm just saying they're using this virtual to do a lot of things now that people were not thinking about doing, because they would have just had a big class and had it at some type of
school.
Yeah, or convention center or something like that.
And then another thing they're doing virtually, that we're going to do virtually, is give away some hair care products.
Okay,
we can do that. Big up to our sponsor, Encantos Naturales LLC. Y'all got that now?
You must have been practicing. You must have been practicing, but it is good hair care.
Encantos Naturales LLC. They are big sponsors for the month of October, or for the month that you're listening right now. And what we're going to do is we're going to put the challenge out. We take about right after the commercial break. We're going to put a challenge out, and we're going to give away 5 hair care power packs today.
Okay.
5 lucky listeners, whether you're watching on the Facebook Live, Facebook, on PC Radio Live, on the website, you're listening to us on the TuneIn Radio app, wherever you're tuned in, you're going to have a chance to win a hair care power pack. It's going to include a bunch of natural hair products that you're not going to be able to find anywhere, because it's an online retailer. They don't have a brick and mortar. I don't think they have a brick and mortar, but they've been so successful just in the virtual realm that you're going to get a chance to be a part of that. Encantos Naturales, if you see it flying by on the screen. Right?
And also the hip hop
jazz fest. It just leveled up. Okay, they're going to be honoring Lady B.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys ever got a chance to hear and chill with Lady B off the air.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's a monster. Oh, she is the person you want at your table. She'd be a good wife, because she would be the one screaming at customer service.
Oh, to get your money back.
She's the one. She's the one. All right? But we're going to honor her with the Lifetime Achievement Award. We're going to get Janine A. Cook. She's a trailblazer. We're going to give her that award. Abdul Muhammad, we got a chance to work with him at the Fatherhood.
At the Fatherhood.
Embrace Fatherhood Impact Fatherhood Foundation. So he's a Community Impact Award winner.
And that's what we have to do one night. We have to wear our one night in our Embrace Fatherhood t-shirt.
Embrace it. We're going to embrace it.
Because people, they need to. Yep. Especially everything that's going on nowadays.
And you know, I put up a post, and my son, he air hustled my page all the time. Something about, you know, father, when we did the kickball.
Tournament. Exactly.
And he said, oh, you want to embrace fatherhood now, huh? All of a sudden, remember back in the day? Yeah, he just gets so emotional in his bag. Like, I'm like, son, will you just let me embrace fatherhood?
Exactly.
Oh, you want it just now? You want to embrace fatherhood? What about that time back in 88? Like, what?
Like, boy, you was two. Like, boy, go sit down. Yeah. Were you even here?
Out of pocket. But and also, we're gonna give an award to one of our very own here at PC Radio.
Oh, yeah?
I bet you don't even know who it is, because you never suspect it. You never would have suspected. It's not the Super Jew. He deserves an award for that.
It's his son.
It's his son. You know, look at you in the know. Okay, look at you in the
know.
It's his son. So Dayan is going to get a Rising Star Youth Leader Award.
That's.
You get it. All right. And Betty Lee Craft.
But I think it's going to be awesome.
It is going to be awesome. And then on the flip side, we got some of the best jazz musicians and hip-hop stars in the area.
Well, you know, we heard some of them before at the other events that we went to.
At the other events. See, we get a chance to politic and hang out with
jazz,
these people.
The jazz event that was right across the street from Presbyterian Hospital
right.
at the time.
So now we're going to fuse jazz and hip-hop. It's going to be October the 16th at the Lucian Blackwell Festival area. I'm going to keep renaming this. But it's a community center, Lucian Blackwell.
Keep renaming it.
Okay, yeah. That's a free event, 47th Street, right off of Brown, Aspen Street, in that area. We're going to bring your lawn chairs out. It's going to be, you can picnic, you can barbecue. It's going to be like the Million Man March, all right? We just want a million people in that area. And we're going to entertain you. We're going to give you the best show ever. October the 16th. It's coming up this coming Saturday. So if you're in the area, plan for a 6-hour stay, because you're not going to want to miss a minute of it. And that's the truth.
All right.
So this is what we're going to do. We've been talking for a long time. We talked about our technology. We talked about dating. We talked about texting and dating. How you can't get to know somebody if you're texting and dating.
I don't think that you can.
All right. So what we're going to do is, if you're listening on the radio app, John Legend is giving you the green light.
Oh, okay.
All right. Good. Look, he's giving you the green light. We're going to give artists a chance to get your music submitted to be a part of this artist challenge.
70.
That I'm doing. The top 70.
The top
artists.
70. And you said that you are picking, what, 7 a week, right?
10 a week.
10
for
a week
7 weeks.
7 weeks.
All right. And then out of those 70, you guys, we're going to do amazing things with you. It's going to be performance opportunities. I am the A&R for the streets. I am the guy who has enough foothold in this artist game where I can make a couple calls to a couple different states and get some things done. So I want you guys to be a part of it. Do not miss out on this, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime DJ Truth opportunity.
And I want to let y'all know, do not, when you're sending in that music, do not just send a beat for like the first 15 seconds. You need to send music where you're, you know, doing your thing, because Truth is not going to want to listen to that.
I don't have time.
And he's going to pass on it. So I'm just here to help y'all with that. Please do not send that.
So that's going to be real music. ToshAndTruthPodcast@gmail.com.
And what kind of link did you say that you want them to send it by?
You want to generate an MP3 link if you can, because if you send me the song, that means you're taking up space in my email. And, you know, I got 17 Gmail accounts, and every time I turn around, they're full. Now I have to pay to get upgraded storage on it. I don't want to have to keep doing that, because you keep sending me your song, your instead of the link. Send me a link to something that I can download.
It's an MP3 link.
And send me a press kit with a picture of yourself, the best picture, and just one song. Just one. I don't want 3 or 4 songs. I just want your banger. Okay?
Yeah, and like I said, make sure that the first 15 seconds, that is,
so
is
your,
something.
Your first bit of homework is to A&R yourself. That means call a couple of your friends and be like, hey, man, listen to this song. You think this is the song I should send to Truth? No, fam. And if you got to, if your friends can't be honest with you, you need new friends because they're not your friends.
Well, they're not.
Because all my friends tell me, listen, bro, like it ain't right.
Do you listen to them though? Is the question.
It ain't that I don't listen to them. I just like the fact that they have the balls.
So you don't listen to them is what you're saying. So you don't listen to them, but you happy that they're telling you it ain't right.
Right.
Lord. Okay.
Because I don't want you to get caught up and be like, oh, that's DJ Truth. I can't tell him shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. Well, I think that you're very, like, you are approachable.
I'm very approachable.
People don't think that we are.
Yeah, very approachable. Now, don't approach me on the street or on the subway or anything. Don't touch me.
No, not touching. I didn't say touchable. I said approachable. This man.
I hate that. If see you out on the street and be like, the first thing you want to do is touch all over you.
Grab like,
you.
Hey.
Want to shake your hand out? You bum hands.
Don't do that. Don't do that to the people. Don't do that to the people when they
you
like
you. Never know. You a guy. You could have just finished whacking off and you ain't wash your hands. Now you're out on the street shaking people's hands. Your kids is traveling all
only
over the state.
You, I mean, not saying that I don't won't think about it because I'd be like, well, where did they really wash their hands? Right. But only you will go that far with it. See, this is what I have to deal with, right. The yin and the yang.
Because we are the Tosh and Truth Show and it is
on PC that, Radio
it's
Live.
It's that time. And if you got any song requests while we're here,
let us know.
Let us know. I'll try to get them in as fast and quickly as I can. All right?
Number one internet station. The number one internet station.
We'll stroke your ego till you make that face I like. Sub, follow, Tosh and Truth Podcast.